Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is the CEO lesson. This is where I mentor CEOs, young startups, and longtime entrepreneurs. And this is going to be a really short one because it's something, you know, over the last 6 months, I've had a lot of staffing issues and it's been really challenging. And I was working with a young entrepreneur, actually somebody who worked for me and is no longer, and they're starting their own company. And I didn't care. He was shocked that I wasn't pissed off at him, basically, is what he was saying. And he was talking about how he always holds a grudge. And I was sharing with him, I said, grudges are too expensive. Anger is too expensive. As a leader, it's too expensive for me to hold a grudge, to stay pissed off and angry all the time. And I was explaining with him, I said, listen, I could have got pissed off with you because you quit. I'm not necessarily happy the way you did it. Maybe I would have done it different. But I told him, I said, I got over it by the end of the day that day. And I figured out how I could use you in the, you know, going forward. And this person's probably going to make me, you know, I don't know, $50,000 to $100,000. Why am I going to hold this grudge? No, again, grudges are too expensive. Anger is too expensive. And I go to bed that night, it's over. The next day I wake up and figure out how to, you know, move forward. There are some people that you can never work with. But as a general rule, I'm just talking to you as a leader. You've got to learn sometimes to, you know, there's a phrase I use a lot. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. And I find myself in business working with people that, hey, they're not perfect. They're flawed. But I know where they're flawed. Again, I work with people that used to work for me. Remember I talked to you about having mercenaries and different. So over the years, I have employees that were great in my company, and then it didn't fit. The employee situation didn't fit, but they can uniquely fit certain situations moving forward. Well, if I held grudges and anger all the time, I can't even tell you how it would cost me $1 million. It would cost me $1 million. I can just look back over the last 6 months of people that I've worked with that have highly pissed me off, who I have every right to be angry with, to hold grudges with. I choose not to. Why? Because it's too expensive. Listen, leaders, you better get a short memory. You better figure out how you can reuse people that disappoint you. You better figure out how to take people that leave your company, and you need to keep them in that peripheral. Okay, maybe they don't fit as an employee, but where could you use them going forward somewhere else? Is it possible that they'd fit as a partner somewhere else? I have reused people in so many different ways that didn't look like they would fit. And why is that? Because listen, this is a short podcast today. But it's a great podcast because it took me 15 years to learn this. I remember in the beginning, I'd fire people for anything. And I never wanted to talk to them after that. I just avoided them. And then I realized the epiphany hit me. Grudges and anger are too expensive for me as the leader of my company. So no matter what, I try to figure out how, even when I fire somebody or when they quit, how we can walk away, you know, not hating each other. I don't hate anybody anyway, not work related. I mean, that's ridiculous anyway. But just in such a way that if I see that person in a restaurant or in a store or they're walking with their family, I it's not awkward. No matter who it is, that's the standard that I keep. And I try to always figure out how potentially I could utilize them again. Again, it doesn't always work out that way, but if you're getting pissed off and everybody who's ever worked for you, you can't stand anymore because they don't work for you anymore, I just think life is too short and that's just not the most effective way to lead, to grow your company. it never worked for me. And looking back, it would cost me a ton of money. So again, I hope you learned a little something from that. That's just one of those quick ones. But I looked at this week and how many things I've been doing over the last 6 months with people that, you know, I could be pissed off with. And I've chosen not to. All right, Sean Castorino with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I want to thank you so much for listening. The mentoring edition is because I don't have time to mentor people to scale, you know, this massive group of people. So what I try to do every week for free is to share with you something that I have learned that I could give to you. Because what have I said? Failure is best heard through a secondhand story, and it's so much cheaper. And that's what you get to hear every week when I share with you my mentoring series. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. They're incredible at giving you affordable marketing strategies. You ought to get their free analysis. Go to getstartedmarketing.com. Again, they work with my company. They do a fantastic job. That's getstartedmarketing.com. Sean Castorino with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, equipping, encouraging, and educating entrepreneurs in the least amount of time possible. We will talk again soon.